The digitization program is actually established by a tripartite committee, including representatives from the museum, the libraries, and the Direction des Affaires Culturelles, which is the cultural affair management of the city. Parisienne de Photographie has a consultative vote, but doesn't take part in the decisions as such. So this is an important point, which is although we do have a commercial orientation, all of the selection of the items to be digitized is done quasi-exclusively by the institutions themselves, the museums, the libraries, and ourselves with our hat of Roger Viollet collection holders, if you want. What we're showing here is that basically we have to work on very diverse type of objects. So previously the guy with the mask is digitizing some large nitrate film negatives. We also digitize postcards or large print photographs, but also small objects from the museums. Recently, a collection of medals from the Carnavalet Museum, revolutionary medals, please, or very large installations such as the Effet Électricité in the Museum of Modern Art, which is for us a big production. The program is also established, let's say, in a sort of three-third approach. The first is long-term approach, which would be a conservation approach with a priority on the most fragile or degraded collections. And obviously the focus was on the nitrate films, of which the city has quite a lot. So this really is one of our initial priority of digitization. And then we also work with ARCP, which is the atelier, the restoration atelier, to digitize some newly restored objects, such as the original glass plates for the Marville collection, which have been completely stabilized and restored. So we're obviously reproducing that as the restoration restoration progresses. One third is, I would say, medium term, for want of a better word, I would say, according to curatorial priorities, which is basically initially putting the collection online on the collection portal on the City of Paris website. They needed to prioritize as to what they really wanted to show first. So probably some institutions went by a masterpiece approach. Other ones wanted to actually show a representative selection of their collections, or some of them really wanted to focus on three or four aspects of their collections or no more. So that was part of the choices which were made as to what we digitize. And the remaining one third is what I would call opportunistic, which is more like short-term reaction, obviously to the exhibition program of the museum and in the institutions, the scientific works by the conservators or the curators or collection managers, and also some kind of a reaction to anniversaries or the current events. So we try to define together some opportunistic digitization programs according to what's been happening or the anniversaries. For example, in 2 years' time, we'll be deep in the First World War images, and we've started that obviously a few years ago.